From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in the doctrine of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll be hearing from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Never Fails. The text is Joshua 1 and verse 5. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. This word to Joshua is often quoted. It is the basis of that New Testament word, He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Beloved, a life of warfare is before us, but the Lord of hosts is with us. Are we called to lead a great but fickle people? This promise guarantees us all the wisdom and prudence that we shall need. Have we to contend with cunning and powerful enemies? Here is strength and valor, prowess and victory. Have we a vast heritage to win? By this sign we shall achieve our purpose. The Lord Himself is with us. It would be woe to us indeed if Jehovah could fail us. But as this can never be, the winds of disquietude are laid to sleep in the caverns of divine faithfulness. On no one occasion will the Lord desert us. Happen what may, He will be at our side. Friends drop from us. Their help is but an April shower. But God is faithful. Jesus is the same forever, and the Holy Spirit abideth in us. Come, my heart, be calm and hopeful today. Clouds may gather, but the Lord can blow them away. Since God will not fail me, my faith shall not fail. And as He will not forsake me, neither will I forsake Him. Oh, for a restful faith!
Amen.
If you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. On today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns will come to the conclusion of a message called The Fellowship of the Spirit, part of this extended series in the doctrine of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. In dealing with the subject of the fellowship, Dr. Cairns has defined that term, fellowship, by linking it to three English words, participation, partnership, and pleasure. As he has shown, believers in Jesus Christ participate in the benefits of the Spirit's work. Then there is the element of partnership, which refers to the believer's high privilege of working with God to accomplish His will upon earth. Furthermore, we see that this fellowship is to be the up-to-date experience of God's people, and that it should be an ever-deepening and growing experience, which will find its ultimate fulfillment in heaven. In concluding the message, Dr. Cairns emphasizes that this fellowship of the Spirit motivates and enables the believer to live in spiritual holiness. Now Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of this message, the fellowship of the Spirit.
This fellowship is literally something deposited in the hand. In other words, it is something held in partnership by various shareholders. And this is the description of the work of God. We have a common interest in it with the Holy Ghost. He has committed to our trust the very work of God. He has privileged us to be associated with Him in His work. We're His instruments. That always amazes me. Always amazes me. God could speak and His work and will would be done. God could send an angel that he uses us. I'm always fascinated when I read of what happened to Cornelius. You remember, Cornelius had a vision. An angel appeared to him. What did the angel say? If you want to be saved, go for Peter. Send for him. That's a fascinating thing. The Lord did not use an angel to lead Cornelius to Christ.
I have no doubt the angel could have done it. In fact, I have no doubt the Lord could have done it without an angel. But he didn't. He sent an angel and he said, go for the preacher. It's privileged us to be associated with the Holy Spirit in his work, and thank God he has graciously associated himself with our labor. One of the great encouragements in the work of God is that you're not called to go at your own charges. You're not called to go in your own power. When God called you into the ministry, he doesn't say, now you go and by dint of your education and your oratory and your ability, you'll succeed. Now, of course, you should prepare yourself for the Christian ministry. No doubt that you should get to know the Bible and you should do all the studies that are necessary. But you still need the Holy Spirit of God. Nobody else can take his place. So there's participation. There's partnership. I said then there's pleasure. That's the word that deals with fellowship. Pleasure in the experience of the Holy Ghost. Let me give you another Old Testament reference. It's actually being used to condemn Israel. But in Malachi 2:14, the prophet speaks of a man's wife. And literally he describes her, the word in our version is companion. But literally it is one in fellowship. I'm not going to succumb to the temptation to give a sermonette within a sermon on the Christian home and the Christian marriage. But there's an insight into proper relationships. The wife is one in fellowship with her husband. She's his companion. The idea there is of mutual pleasure. Now we are in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The idea there is also of mutual pleasure. Now, some weeks ago we thought of the love of the Spirit. And one aspect of that doctrine is his great love for us. And our love for him. I tell you that for a Christian to seek and to experience the presence and the working of the Holy Spirit as he leads us into the fullness of Christ is the sweetest pleasure on earth. Participation, partnership, and pleasure. Here then is the meaning of the phrase, the fellowship of the Spirit. And I say that this fellowship is an ever-present blessing to the people of God. Our text in 2 Corinthians 13:14 makes that clear. This is Paul's benediction. The fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you. The Spirit constantly, continually indwells the believer. Thus, Christian experience should always be current and up to date. There's nothing more sickening and saddening than to see a man who's living on the strength of a past experience. I think one of the saddest statements in all the Bible is that statement about Samson. He just bestirred himself. He said, I'll go with it other times. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. How many Samsons there are? People who once were in a place of power with God. People who once were in a place of usefulness to God. But they're living now in the strength of a past experience. They go through the motions, but there's nothing to it. Listen, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is meant to be ever present. It's meant that we should live in a current experience.
way back in the second of these studies, I pointed out a vital basic doctrine about the Holy Spirit, that He is always active. The Holy Spirit is always active. And I tell you, if He is not working in His people the experience of His purity and power, then He must be active to convict us and lead us to repentance and the renewal of the experience of His purity and power. We must have an up-to-date experience. And of course, this tells us also that we must have an ever-deepening and growing experience. The fellowship of the Spirit is never stagnant. This is not something that you just rest still in, at least in one sense. This is something that is ever-deepening and growing. The fullness of God is infinite. You can never have learned all you need to learn of the Lord. You can never know all you need to know of the Lord. You can never feel all you need to feel of the Lord. There's an infinity in our God. Therefore, we must ever be getting deeper and deeper into the knowledge of fellowship with Him. Think of the words of the old hymn, "There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee." Heaven will be the fullness of our experience. But between here and heaven, there should be an ever-increasing depth to the knowledge and enjoyment that the believer has in Christ. 2 Peter 1:5, add to your faith virtue, and the whole list of things to be added. 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is an ever-present experience. And then finally, this ever-present fellowship of the Spirit moves and enables the believer to live in spiritual holiness. That's why we read Philippians 2:1. "If there be any fellowship of the Spirit, fulfill ye my joy and live in this particular way." In other words, our fellowship with the Spirit and His fellowship with us, our participation in His benefits, our partnership in His work and witness, our pleasure in His person and work as He leads us to Christ, this ever-present fellowship governs all our relations. It governs our relationship with God. The Holy Ghost always leads us to Christ. 1 John 1:3, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. If you're in fellowship with the Holy Ghost, you'll be led into fellowship, sweet fellowship with Christ. We were singing of it this morning. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. That's where the Holy Ghost leads you. The Holy Ghost always leads you to Christ. I want to tell you today, it is another spirit. I don't care how it comes, dressed up in religious garb, but it is another spirit. If it leads you anywhere but to Christ. Then 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, what is walking in the light? It's going to be walking in the Spirit. If we walk in the light, it's going to be walking according to the Word. As He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So this fellowship of the Spirit governs our relationship with God. It governs our relationship with the world. If you're in fellowship with the Spirit, that's going to dictate how you live in this present evil world. 2 Corinthians 6:14. What communion or what fellowship has light with darkness? 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You see, if you're in fellowship with the Spirit of God, then you're going to be out of fellowship with the world. You're going to be out of fellowship with the apostasy. As a church over the years, we have battled apostasy. In Northern Ireland, that was and continues to be one of our main functions, to expose and oppose oppose the apostasy, the run to union with the Church of Rome, the absorption into the church of every form of liberal and rationalistic apostasy as well. Christians were asleep and unaware and uncaring about these things. The job of our church, as well as leading many people to Christ, was to awaken God's people and call them to separation. And we were forever being told about the good men who were still in apostasy. I remember talking to one of these so-called good men, minister. In fact, I think of two particular instances, two different ministers at this time. These are the evangelicals. Oh, these are the good men. And I said to each of them on different occasions, I said, how can you go? They were Presbyterian ministers. How can you go to a meeting of your presbytery and lay your hands to ordain to the Christian ministry and commit him to the care of a man, someone that you know to be unsaved, ungodly, unbelieving, and rejecting the very gospel that you say you believe? You tell me that's the action of a good man? I don't believe it. It's not the action of a good man. That's the action of a traitor, a betrayer of Jesus Christ. If you're in fellowship with the Spirit of God, you can't be in fellowship with the enemies of God. Did not Jesus say, friendship with the world is enmity with God? This dictates our behavior in the world. It's not only religious separation we're talking about. There's an awful lot of people who are not in apostate churches. They're independent Baptists, and they're separated Presbyterians, and they're separated this, that, and the other thing, and they're up to their eyeballs in worldliness and sin. That's not separation. I tell you, my friend, if you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that dictates your relationship with the world. Thank God it dictates your relationship with the brethren. This is the meaning of Philippians 2 and 1. If there's fellowship in the Spirit. Look, this is the simple logic. If you're in fellowship with the Spirit, and the one beside you is in fellowship with the Spirit, then does that not say how you ought to interact? Does that not say how you ought to live one toward another? If we're living in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, I want to tell you there'll be no church divisions. That's not to say we're all suddenly perfect. We're not. But I want to tell you, where you've got people living in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you'll not have a church split. You'll not have Christians refusing to talk to each other. You'll not have Christians bickering and backbiting and stabbing in the back. You'll not get that where you have people who are living in the fellowship of the Spirit of God. If we're living in the fellowship of the Spirit, we'll be holy. Walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. That's fellowship with the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It is God's will that we should dwell continually in this blessed communion with the Holy Ghost. I trust that He will indeed lead you and me into an ever-deepening experience of the Spirit's gracious operations, so that we may more and more mirror in this present evil world the qualities of our blessed God and Savior. This is the true joy of the regenerate heart. Anything less is a burden of heart. Anything less is a frustration of soul that's hard to bear. Man or woman, this morning, if you're a Christian, let me invite you to cultivate the fellowship of the Spirit. Cultivate the fellowship of the Spirit, and thereby enjoy the spiritual vitality and victory which are our blood-bought right in the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless His word to all our hearts for His name's sake. Thank you.
been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.